It was past 11. Hardin fidgeted and stood on his toes to better his view. He resisted an impulse to stand on a chair. And then he saw Weenus threading through the crowd toward him, and he relaxed. Weenus's progress was slow. At almost every step, he had to pass a kindly sentence with some revered noble whose grandfather had helped Leopold's grandfather brigandize the kingdom and had received a dukedom therefore. And then he disentangled himself from the last uniformed peer and reached Hardin. His smile crooked itself into a smirk, and his black eyes peered from under grizzled brows with glints of satisfaction in them. "My dear Hardin," he said in a low voice, "you must expect to be bored when you refuse to announce your identity."
"I am not bored, Your Highness. This is all extremely interesting. We have no comparable spectacles on Terminus, you know."
"No doubt.
But would you care to step into my private chambers, where we can speak at greater length and with considerably more privacy?"
"Certainly."
With arms linked, the two ascended the staircase, and more than one dowager duchess raised her lorgnette in surprise and wonder at the identity of this insignificantly dressed and uninteresting-looking stranger on whom such signal honor was being conferred by the Prince Regent. In Weenus's chambers, Hardin relaxed in perfect comfort and accepted with a murmur of gratitude the glass of liquor that had been poured out by the Regent's own hand.
"Locris wine, Hardin," said Weenus, "from the royal cellars. The real thing. 2 centuries in age. It was laid down 10 years before the Zionian rebellion."
"A really royal drink," agreed Hardin politely. "To Leopold the First, King of Anacreon."
They drank, and Weenus added blandly at the pause, "And soon to be Emperor of the Periphery, and further, who knows? The galaxy may someday be reunited."
"Undoubtedly."
"By Anacreon?"
"Why not?
With the help of the Foundation, our scientific superiority over the rest of the Periphery would be undisputable."
Hardin set his empty glass down and said, "Well, yes, except that, of course, the Foundation is bound to help any nation that requests scientific aid of it."
"Due to the high idealism of our government and the great moral purpose of our founder, Harry Seldon, we are unable to play favorites."
"That can't be helped, Your Highness."
Weenus's smile broadened.
"The galactic spirit, to use the popular cant, helps those who help themselves."
"I quite understand that, left to itself, the Foundation would never cooperate."
"I wouldn't say that.
We repaired the Imperial cruiser for you, though my Board of Navigation wished it for themselves for research purposes."